This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. Hour 2, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app, along with our friends in Prague in the Czech Republic.
That's right, man.
Listening on 1590 AM and 1100 AM. And all the way to Madison, where Michael Friedman is hunkered down this morning on a frigid day. How cold is it in Madison today, Michael? I think of my granddaughters walking to school on days like this. I hope they don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I intended to be there, but my car broke down in Waupun yesterday on
my way
there.
Okay, we kind of thought that. We were wondering, but we thought you were going to be here.
Yeah.
Jim was going to take you out to a ball game tonight.
I know. I apologize. So, no, it's 8 degrees here right now.
Wow.
It's quite nice, actually.
So are you in Waupun?
No, you got back to
Madison. Okay.
I got towed back to Madison, and interestingly enough, the tow truck driver owns 8 vacation rentals in Florence, Wisconsin. So we're going to talk to him about managing those homes. There you go.
That's awesome. That's cool. That always selling.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I mean, you just never know who you're going to meet and where. And really interesting cat. I mean, he lives in Fond du Lac, but really nice guy. And he's just like, yeah, I've got these 9 homes and I manage them myself, but let's talk. So it was great.
How much is a tow charge from Waupun to Madison?
Well, free rentals for a year.
It was like $140, but my dealership's going to cover the tow.
Oh, that's cool.
They worked on my car last week and they might have screwed something else. Oh. So we'll see.
Wow. That is still the worst feeling in the world, isn't it? When I was driving up to UP this summer, and it's one of those things where this has happened to me twice where my anger has caused an issue driving.
Really?
I'll be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And this time I'm behind a car for miles and you can't pass. But he's going like 51.
Yeah, but.
And you can't. I didn't pass. But you're like, you know what I mean?
Well, the reason you can't pass is because there's two double lines.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
But that kind of means you shouldn't pass.
I'm not questioning that. All I'm saying is just go the speed limit or go a little over the speed limit.
What I'm saying, John, is it's okay to pass him. Remember, I did that when I was with you.
I understand that. What I'm saying is on that road, on a Saturday morning, there's so much traffic coming back the other way that it's so difficult. And I was probably like third in line. So then finally there's a passing zone. Okay, for like 1 mile. And it's like, whoa, you just fly through that, right? Well, after that, my car all of a sudden started running really rough. I mean, like rough. And I pull over, and I am halfway between Menominee, Michigan and Escanaba, Michigan. And you've got beautiful Lake Michigan on your side and nothing else for miles and miles and miles. And I was thinking, how much is this going to cost me to get towed for about 75 or 80 miles?
Yeah.
And what it turned out to be, I don't know if anybody else has a Kia, but a lot other than Todd, a lot of issues with Kia and their oil. And somehow when I did that, the oil surge or whatever fouled one of my spark plugs. So it's like I had a bad spark plug. And you know that feeling where you step on it?
It's just missing.
It's missing. Yeah. Exactly. Hmm. So that's
what was happening to my car. And fortunately, I was at an exit near a truck stop. So I stopped at the truck stop, which was quite interesting in itself.
I love truck stops. Love them. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, it was good. So all good.
Did you eat anything at the truck stop?
I was just going to ask what you had to eat.
I did not eat at the truck stop. I had a cup of coffee while I waited for my job.
Oh, all right. Okay, did the waitress call you hun?
Right, and give you a pie.
She did, and she gave me a piece of pie.
Yeah.
And coffee for free.
That's what I'm talking about. That's why I love truck stops. Would you like a piece of pie with that, hun?
Yeah. Hey. Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Pie and coffee. So
nice. You can't beat it. That's why I want to be a trucker, just for the truck stops.
There you go.
Just saying.
So how are things going with with Simple Life Hospitality and the NFL draft and everything else you're working on.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So it is the golden age of the NFL draft. I like that. And I did want to also note that if I was
president, at least on that, we'll all agree.
And I think we'll all agree on that. And I would also say that if I ever became president, which is very highly unlikely, I've got way too many skeletons. Yeah. I would pardon you, Jim and John, for anything you've ever done.
How about future? Can you pardon me for future?
Yeah. No, that I can't promise. No. I can't promise
Michael,
that. But,
Michael, I got to step in. Please don't pardon them. They need to pay for their sins.
I paid for my life.
It's probably true, Todd.
I paid for my life's an open book. But the future is what I'm concerned with.
Well, I don't have a chance. Yeah. In hell to get elected president.
All right, fine.
Anyways,
Governor can report him.
Yeah, you never know. But no, things are really good. We are starting to see finally some leads coming in for, like I think I mentioned last time, guests are starting to look at booking. I think what we really realized in talking to the NFL and just some of the other things, as the Super Bowl comes to an end in a few weeks, then they're going to really ramp up, you know, their promotion on the draft and things that are happening. And so we're excited by it. We're getting a lot of interestingly enough, we're getting quite a few corporate people reaching out that are interested in renting homes, not necessarily to stay, but are looking to use the homes as potential places that their employees can go and rest and use bathrooms and party and have a good time. So we're working with quite a few corporations in the Green Bay area, as well as outside the area that are interested. And we actually got a lead from one of the NFL teams that is looking to potentially house some of their staff and employees as well. So things are good. We're still taking on homes. We were getting anywhere from, like I said, still 5 to 7 home leads a week. We're vetting those, and we're still taking on homes probably to the middle of February. So things are really good. We're excited by what's happening still.
I still got that one guy that owns the bar here, a friend of ours who sponsors the program here, and he wants to rent out his entire bar for that week.
We should talk to him. Yeah, see if we can help him out.
Where that would be like the Cowboys restaurant bar, bring a chef in, beer, and just have it all decorated. Just all this
their
is
headquarters.
Where the, right, they have Cowboy headquarters.
And I think I went to. I was at in Dallas for that Super Bowl during that terrible weather that year, and Jerry Jones was in a bar, and I want to just say hello to him. He had a table. I didn't want to be that guy, but you know. And the guy said, "Oh, Mr. Jones does not want to be bothered." I even showed him my car. I said, "Well, I'm a reporter from Green Bay. I just thought it'd be fun just to meet him, just say hello." He's like, "No, Mr. Jones doesn't want to be bothered."
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that with him. I can see Belichick or some of those other, that guy from the Jets. But, boy, Jones loves that. He signs stuff. He'll sign your head.
Yeah.
He's kind of like that. But, yeah, one of the things we are working on right now, which is interesting, is we're starting, as we get these inquiries from guests, is our concierge services. Excuse me. So what are we going to be offering the guests? And they're looking for personal chefs. We're seeing those requests, fridge fills, really just an interesting thing. So I know we talked about a few weeks ago, you know, the opportunity to still do maybe a supper club tour.
Yeah.
I think it's still interesting. We're getting a lot of requests for people like, what are we going to put in the homes? And we have our own package that we're going to offer and put NFL swag in the homes. Obviously not Green Bay Packers, because not everyone's a Packer fan, but we're going to put NFL swag in the home, and we're going to have a really nice package. So we're finalizing that this week. And things are moving forward. Permits are still getting done fairly quickly. We are seeing a few illegal, if you would, not on our end, but we've heard of a few illegal people trying to do things without permitting. But as I shared last time, I mean, those things are getting shut down very quickly.
Yeah.
Have you seen the commercials with Nick Saban?
Him? The VRBO.
I could see him like that. Showers, no more than 5 minutes. This isn't a spa. I could see him.
He has no requirements on his house.
Yeah, so. I don't think.
I'm just saying.
We're going to take good care of it.
You talk about the, we had, we do this like NFL draft update. And so I interviewed the people from on Broadway, downtown Green Bay, and of course the city of Green Bay. And they were just talking that in getting information from the NFL has not been as easy. And they're not their excuse, but their reason is we got the Super Bowl. But after the Super Bowl, I think you're going to get like 24-hour response time on some of those questions. Right now, it's like, they're waiting. Like, what's the deal? Can we do this? Can we do that? I will say that I talked to a guy last night from the city, and they're just looking. There's some events coming up in Green Bay, downtown, and downtown, I'm going to give them some credit for trying to capitalize on this shoulder time. You know, I mean, the draft is a draft, but there's, you know, but they've got fireworks downtown. They've got, which is sponsored by Festival, but then they have.
Still wish they should do a laser show. A drone show.
But he just asked me for some contacts for sponsorship, and I sent him some of my friends who own businesses. But sure. I think it's all of a sudden going to be here, is my point.
It is going to be here. And, you know, one of the things we're looking at, and we're going to do this probably in the next, right after the Super Bowl, is dependent upon the draft order. Obviously, I think the New York Giants have the first pick, or I can't.
They lost it, didn't they? Tennessee. Yeah, they lost it by winning their last game.
But looking at targeting places like Nashville, New York, and obviously where we think people are going to come in and want to come in to see their teams pick, when we kind of know who some of those top 5 or 10 players might be, I think we're going to have a great draft. And, you know, obviously we're going to target individuals or target those markets for guests who want to stay in homes, because homes are still, you know, listen, there's still a lot of availability, but those are going to book up quickly.
And, what do you think the demand is, Michael, versus what we can supply within, I don't know, how many miles you're looking at, 75?
I would say 75 to 80, yeah. I mean, I think we're going to have plenty of homes available, although, you know, if people wait till the last minute, you know, they might have to drive 2 or 3 hours. And so I would say if you are looking to coming to the NFL draft, you know, now, and this is something you're going to do, take a look, you know, go to simpleliferentals.com, come to our site, look at all of our homes that we have available, not just the Packer homes and, you know, the homes around Green Bay, but all of our homes in Door County are available in the Northwoods as well. And really those aren't that far away. And so we're starting to get guest inquiries on those, because what people were finding is, oh, hey, I'm going to come to Green Bay, I'm going to go to the draft, and I'm going to stay up in Door County for 3 or 4 days after, because I've, you know, I'm from Houston, Texas, and I've never been there. And I think that's pretty awesome. So we're excited by this.
What do you think? Obviously you're in Madison, but you're up here a lot and you're following everything going on. What do you see in regards to where you would tweak or say, hey, you might want to put a little bit more emphasis on this? Or what are you just seeing big pictures from just standing back a little bit and watching it all develop?
As far as the draft is concerned?
Yeah, the whole ball of wax.
The 30,000-foot level. Are you seeing anything that we could do better on or that we should be addressing that we're not?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I've never done an NFL draft before, and with this, and so this is new for us too. And I think we're looking at this as an opportunity to help people make and earn extra money. But I think from a 30,000 level view perspective, I think the city's done a great job. Obviously, you know, because of where they're holding the draft, that's causing maybe some issues, but, you know, logistics and parking and how people are going to get in. I think understanding all of that's going to be really important. So I'd say more communication on that would be really, really good.
Michael, can you stick around? We got to send her a quick break.
Sure.
Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Do you see what I'm wearing? I wore this in your honor today.
I saw that, and I wanted to mention that. Thank you very much. And I'm leaving for.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here. Coming away at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WSS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. We're with Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, talking about the draft update. Hey, Michael, do you guys, I know I've asked you this before, so I'm going to ask you again. Do you guys have a drop dead, I don't mean it that way, but what's the word, a deadline type of, okay, you know, if people are thinking, you know, I wonder if we should maybe, and they're still kicking it around. Do you have that? Boom, this is our deadline, and that's it?
Yeah, we moved it back a little bit. We were going to end it in the middle of January, but what we saw was that the city and, you know, state were getting permitting processing done quickly. So we're probably the week after the Super Bowl, but again, we'll always field inquiries. The biggest thing we want to make sure that we can provide the homeowner is, number one, getting the permitting process completed and done, and then secondly, marketing the home effectively and efficiently in the right way to find a guest. And last thing we want to do is overcommit and then underdeliver. So I'd say mid-February, but if someone's, you know, flying in, you know, in early March, and if we can get things done and it's a great house and we think we can rent it out, we'll probably, you know, look at taking it on.
And I think it'd be cool on your website, or with your homes being in Door County and Appleton and obviously Green Bay and Manitowoc, they're all doing things. So you might want to put that in the home or on the website. This is what Manitowoc is doing. Because that lady from Appleton, that's pretty cool what they're doing down there. And, of course, like I said, the people from Green Bay were just on our show and talking about, I think there's like 8 or 10 things going on. That's a lot. Without question. Not like two.
Yeah.
So
there's quite a bit.
Yeah, you put that, you know, that may help you market the home in that region. Because I think there's quite a bit going on. And I think Manitowoc, remember the guy said that they're working
absolutely.
On it?
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah, there's quite a bit going on. And obviously, you know, we also, I spoke to the guy from Gridiron Football. Sorry, I had to look at his card. We had him on the show a few weeks back when we were at the house. The Flag Football, the charity.
Oh, yeah,
event
that's the day
doing.
After.
Yeah, it's the day after.
And right.
Okay, we're looking to help him out, provide him some housing for the former Packer players that are coming in for the draft and also for his charity event. So definitely a lot happening and a lot going on. And, you know, and I would also say that, you know, as you know, we rent, you know, these homes out, these 150 plus homes throughout the year. So obviously, right. you know, being able to, you know, do things in the winter, whether it's Winterfest in Lake Geneva or other festivals going on up in Door County, lots of homes are available. And I think around the draft in April, we're going to be excited to see people stay hopefully a little bit longer and enjoy, you know, what our community has to offer. And I say our community, I'm talking about Northeastern Wisconsin, even though I'm in Madison. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, another thing though, too, Michael, is there's going to be a lot of people here. Cause I mean, the Packers, you know, in the NFC Central or NFC North, you know, the whole thing, but it's my dentist texting me. Sorry. but the big thing is, you know, a lot of these people have not been to Green Bay before. I mean, we don't, you know, we might play a Jacksonville once every 10 years or whatever. And this might open up people's eyes when they come here, even though their team's not playing. It's like, holy crap, that would be a great place. Because, I mean, like I said, my goal in life, and I'm not even joking about this, is to travel around to different college football games someday and go to the different places. And I could see people coming here, even if their team's not playing, to say, you know what, bucket list? We got to go to a game in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And not having been here before, they might be like, but coming here and seeing the facilities, what we've got to offer in this community, I think that could be a big plus, don't you?
Oh, I agree. And I mean, I have friends that are coming in. One's a Bears fan, one's a Lion. Actually, the Lions fan is whose house I'm staying out at in Park City this weekend. But yeah, I mean, Bears fans, Lion fans, not just NFC Central, but the NFL in general. And I think when you think about Lambeau Field and the history, and I mean, just the pure history behind the Green Bay Packers, is it's like the Boston Red Sox, you know, or the New York Yankees or the Chicago Cubs of baseball. I mean, that's the cathedral of the NFL is Lambeau Field, and people want to see it, you know, whether it's the just a tour, but also the Hall of Fame, which is incredible.
It is. And I think when we talk about, well, this is what Kansas City had, this is what Detroit had, this is what Vegas had, and they all have their attractions. But I think we're probably underestimating that by, 40, 50,000 people are just going to come for the ambiance, not for the ambiance, for the history of the NFL. Because, I mean, I think, you know, the NFL draft, well, they're groupies, but we'll be there. But I think it's going to be a little bit more than people think. I hope it is.
Groupies isn't a far word to say, because these people, it's almost like with fantasy football. These people take these things really serious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you might get on the internet in the morning at 4 a.m. and look at political stuff. Whatever. These people get on there and look at things like this. Who's going to have that pick? Who's going to have this pick? Right. Oh, so-and-so's not. I mean, the Giants, and I don't mean to understate that. I laughed a little bit where the Giants lost that number one draft pick.
Yeah.
Okay. That could mean, I mean, the Packers in 1988, Ron Pitts ran back a punt. I think it was 88 yards against the Arizona Cardinals. Packers beat the Arizona Cardinals. Given the Cowboys the number one pick, taking Troy Aikman, Packers would have taken Troy Aikman. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Yep.
One play changed the fortunes.
I think what we're going to see and what we're hearing is that, you know, that Thursday, Friday is really the hardcore fans. It's like, you know, the Bills Mafia is in there and the people who are really hardcore fans. And I think, you know, Saturday we're going to see more families. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I think we also look at the draft class. You know, it sounds really goofy, but that's what we look at, too, because we want to target those cities where players are potentially coming from, you know, whether it be Boulder, Colorado for Shadur.
How about Ohio?
And those guys, Ohio State.
They're talking, I mean, 11, 12 of those guys might get drafted.
Absolutely.
I know.
I just heard that.
I know, but I feel, I'm going to be totally honest here, that we're Ohio State. I feel kind of bad for those 12 guys. I seriously do. I mean, how would you like it to leave college and have to take a pay cut?
That is true.
Think about
some of those guys.
Well, that's true. But I would say that, you know, I think people are looking at that like, okay, is my team going to have, you know, this first or second pick? And I want to see them pick Travis Hunter and be there for that experience. I mean, it's a once in a lifetime kind of thing. And that's what people are looking at this from a bucket list perspective as well.
That's an interesting way to look at the draft. Are you there cheering for your NFL team, or are you there cheering for your college team?
Your alma mater, Well, I wonder where will the players stay, Michael? The college players.
A lot of them come with their families.
Right.
A lot of them come with their families, and I don't know how many of them already have committed to hotels, you know, that the NFL has, you know, if you would set up for them. But we have, you know, because of what we're doing and the homes we have and the luxury homes we have available, you know, someone could come with their entourage and their family of, you know, sleeping 14 to 15, I mean, easily. And I think it's really going to depend on what people want. And we have a great product offering for all of it. So that's good.
I just got a text. Mino, it's Dion. Me and Shooter want to stay at the mayor's house. Just get rid of that damn dog.
No.
Deion Sanders.
He wants it for the linens, though. That's
yes, he wants it for the linens. I heard that man's got the greatest linens in America. I'm staying there. Michael, always a pleasure, my friend.
Good seeing you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, buddy.
Right. And we'll see you soon.
You bet. You got to get me a picture of you and Kevin Costner together.
I will be leaving tomorrow, and I'll do my best. I promise.
Thanks,
enjoy
brother.
Park City.
Thanks.
Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The bitter, dangerously cold temperatures we're experiencing across the state have made for record high numbers of people relying on homeless shelters and warming centers. Monday night, St. John's Ministry in Green Bay sheltered 110 men and 50 women. Day by Day Shelter in Oshkosh is offering 15 extra beds when the temperatures drop below zero. However, Oshkosh does not have an emergency winter homeless shelter. And there are no daytime warming shelters in Oshkosh, meaning people rely on places like the Salvation Army and the library. Warming shelters in places that offer overnight shelter can usually be found by calling 211 Wisconsin or the County Health Department. If you're interested in the history and management of Lake Sturgeon in the Winnebago system, as well as the present management of Lake Sturgeon in spearing season, the Wisconsin DNR invites you to a spotlight series meeting tonight at Fox Valley Technical College in Oshkosh from 6 until 8 p.m. Fisheries biologists will also discuss walleye management. The meeting will be in person and virtual via Microsoft Teams. For more information, visit the DNR website. Country music artist Jason Aldean will bring his Full Throttle Tour to Green Bay in September. Aldean will perform at the Resch Center on Friday, September 5th. Aldean is an award-winning artist who has had over 18 billion streams, sold over 20 million albums, and has collected over two dozen number one hits like Dirt Road Anthem, Flyover States, and Big Green Tractor. The artist presale tickets go on sale today. General public tickets go on sale Friday at 10 at Resch Center. Center.com. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And again, it is cold out there, folks. 6 degrees in Green Bay, 5 degrees in Appleton, 5 degrees in Oshkosh. Feels like 14 degrees below zero. But honestly, I thought it felt colder today with that wind than it has any day this week. What'd you think?
I went outside this morning. I was like, wow, it is. It's cold.
So do dogs, when people take their dogs for a walk to do their thing, okay, do dogs sense it where it's like, oh, I'm going to get this taken care of right away and get the hell back home?
Yeah.
I think some do, yeah.
But some dogs, like a Bernese Mountain Dog, you're like, this isn't so bad out here.
Really?
He just lays on a porch.
My dog loves the snow. Like that, he just
rolling around.
But then his paws get cold. About 5 or 6 minutes out there, and then he's done.
But they're smart enough to come, and he just knocks on the glass. But yeah, he
what? You know, who knocks on the glass?
Milton. Like when he wants to come in, he just
and he like with his paw.
Yeah.
Did you teach him that?
Surprised he doesn't have a bell.
No, we tried the bell. He didn't get into. We didn't really have a bell. We had like jingle bells, like the strap and to hit that. But he didn't get. I don't know. He didn't. He's
a little bit beyond him, huh?
No, it wasn't beyond him at all. He just knocks.
Couldn't figure that one out.
What's weird about him? Which
Milton, take your paw. Just.
But I think the reason. He is smarter than I was. Mm-hmm. He didn't do the bell, which doesn't take much. The reason he didn't do the bell is sometimes he knocks on the front door and sometimes the back.
Oh,
patio.
Okay.
He does.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this. This is kind of, it's a personal question.
Yeah, fine. I'll take it.
But everybody who has a pet, especially dog parents, have a voice that they use when they talk to their dog or they make their dog talks to them.
Oh, yeah.
Jim,
totally.
Would you please?
No.
We want to hear it.
No, it's just a much softer, like I tell him about the show. I'm in the middle of some litigation. I explain it all to him. He just looks at me like, man, I hope you win. And
wow.
I
wait a minute.
Yeah,
I heard the word litigation.
Me too. I let that one slide.
No, I didn't. I tell him everything. And
let her slide.
I told him we're going to be gone and that he's got a babysitter.
How's he feeling about that?
He's, I think dogs are super smart. And, Ryan has sat taking care of my dog when I was gone for a few days and this other girl that's coming over. I do talk to him very quietly because it also is at 4:30 in the morning when I talk to him.
But does he quote unquote talk to you in a voice that you use? Like, hey, Dad. I mean,
I know what you're saying.
Right?
Though.
Is there a voice that?
Yeah. He just will.
Have you ever yelled at him?
No. What? Yes, I have.
You ever smacked him like a rolled up newspaper?
Never.
I mean, he's never done it.
Never
duty
hit my kids.
Never got a little spanking or
anything? No, timeouts. No.
Isn't that how they teach dogs, though? Indoor dogs?
Treats.
Okay. What if he had an accident in your house? What would you do?
He did when we first got him.
But, I mean, what do you do? How do you rub his nose in it like they used to say? No?
Nope.
I mean, those are all the things. I've never had a house dog, like I said. I had one once for like a month and I got rid of it.
I think most dogs, would never want to do that. So they don't need to be punished. I think they feel bad enough about
it. Sometimes it's your fault. You didn't get home in time. You know, when they're young. And then he had a urinary tract infection too, a UTI. When we first got him, so we had to take him to the doctor a lot because that was part of the reason.
I don't mean to laugh at that, but when you said that, I saw John's face.
He did, John. Oh yeah, he did. Man. Hey, so this
who's he hanging out with? It?
Yeah. So I. But
how
the
you doing? Stay away from her, Milton.
This morning, she's
loose.
This morning, I sent a letter again, my second email to Allegiant. I want to take him with us, right?
Hey, Milton, I got a question. Come here, Milton, come here. One second. Were you over there with Tabby? Yeah.
No, it wasn't that. It
so
was,
are
he's
me
a
the
little,
fellas.
He's just a puppy.
Yeah.
He's gonna be three.
Be careful. You might catch something.
In March.
Hi, Mr. Mayor. He has a tract infection. Don't know where that
UTI.
Came from. UTI.
I want to travel with him. And you read these travel policies for pets and he's emotional support. He's not that, but they want the pet to be in like a carry-on that, it's like these little 8-9 pound dogs. Well, he's 72. I mean, how can I get, and I'm all about buying him a seat. So I wrote to the airline again, look, I have a bigger dog.
Whoa. What do you mean by buying him a seat?
Buying him a seat.
Well, I would totally buy him a seat.
You can have a dog sit in a seat.
I want to know if that's what it takes. I don't know what it takes, John, to fly with.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, they have pictures of a dog looking out the window.
You're
and I'm
kidding.
Like, he would love that.
Do they have to wear a seatbelt and everything?
I would think so.
I would think so too. Yeah. He'll do that.
I have never seen this in my life.
Or you could wear the... Anyway, I don't know if that's... The picture showed that. So then I wrote... It was just this morning, too, that I wrote to Allegiant. I'm like, hey, look, you guys... That wasn't the answer I was looking for. Because they're like, well, if your dog fits in this, it's like... What? And small dogs aren't any more valuable than bigger dogs. You know what I mean? But if they say, well, look, because it's a bigger dog, you're going to have to buy a seat. Just tell me.
Well, what do they do with service dogs?
Well, that's different, right?
But I mean, do they go on a plane?
Yeah. They can.
They do. Yeah. And then they sit in a seat?
Do you buy a seat? No. You don't. They lay down in front of you, which, you know, you fly United with what, the 16-inch difference. I don't know how these dogs fit in there, but no, they lay on the floor. You usually recommend the bulkhead, so you got a little bit more room. But
they put them up in the bulkhead?
No. Jesus.
The overhead compartment, yeah. That's no.
Well, I didn't know that's what I thought he meant.
No, the bulkhead is the front of the plane, right? So to be like, when you walk into, after you get through first class, then there's the first row of seats. Well, between the wall and the first row of seats, that would be considered the bulkhead.
Ah, like the closet.
It's the bulkhead. I don't know. There's
What's the closet?
You don't put your dog in a closet. There could be a closet
in front
of that. What's
the difference between a bulkhead and a closet? Well, tell me the main difference.
A closet's enclosed and a bulkhead's just open space. I don't know.
They got a curtain. It closes. Right. They got one of those sliding doors.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not what I'm talking
about. It's a closet. It's a closet.
I'm going to draw it out for him at the break.
All right.
But in the meantime. Anyway.
Thing here, does Jim stream the show to confuse Milton?
I know he just listens to
it. He listens live.
He does.
He literally listens live.
We turn on it's just Alexa, WGBW.
Yep.
That comes on. I leave the house.
And he hears your voice.
Oh, yeah.
He feels good about it. Mm-hmm. Mountain!
Sorry. I yell at him. But I do, you know, you talk about this NFL draft. I was going to ask Michael this, and then we kind of ran out of time, but I got to believe there's people that travel with their dogs, especially people
that
fly private, because that's the way to do that. Yeah. You know, some of these wealthy people, that's part of their family.
Yeah.
And they have beautiful dogs. And I'm wondering if any homes said you can bring a pet. I did not put that on my home.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question for Michael. That's a really good question.
Because
I would imagine some have that stipulation, no dogs.
Oh, I would think.
Or no cats.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think by far, I would guess up to in the 90 percentile to say you can't have. But there's got to be people that are like I said, I think there's quite a few private jets that come in here, and some people bring their dogs.
Well, sure.
They do.
And I believe that.
So, and hotels aren't the most, I just think it'd be better to stay at a house with a dog than a hotel, right? You got a yard,
Yeah.
I don't know.
I stayed at a hotel one time, and whenever it says pet friendly, I'm thinking, I'm not friendly to pets sometimes. Please don't put it next to me. And there was a dog, it just,
I know.
And you'd call the front desk, hey.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later,
I know.
And it's like, hey, well, I'm not sure what we can do.
Right. We're a pet-friendly hotel. I will call the owner. Yeah. And then, well, the owner's not there. That's why the dog's barking.
Exactly.
We used to stay at Red in Madison. Did you ever stay there?
Got a text here. Todd, do you have a doorbell sound effects? Milton loves visitors.
Oh, damn. Don't do that.
One more, Todd. One more.
Don't do that.
One more.
I'm going to get home.
Anybody home? Oh,
stop, you guys.
Is anybody in there? Ring that damn bell again. Which I think they're in the basement.
Come on, don't do that.
Maybe you're on the sixth floor.
Nikki actually thought it was our doorbell. She went out to see who the guest was.
That is a good doorbell. That sounds like my doorbell. So.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, Nikki.
But
thank you for the chocolate milk.
But I think if people...
But I can't drink it today. I have to go to the dentist.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I think if people are renting their homes, I got to believe some of them say, pets are fine.
Yeah,
and I'll charge
know.
An extra
We got to ask Michael about that next time.
Michael,
if you're listening, text us. Well, he can text us. Probably not on his computer. Or he's got his computer with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because hotels charge for your pet. And could I charge $200 more in a lot
of
pets?
Can they bring in... Because I had a neighbor that had two of these biggest, loudest dogs in history. They're like Great Dane. They're like Marmaduke.
Oh, yeah.
They're like those kind of dogs?
Huge dogs.
Oh, my God.
Those are
big. I got to be honest. Can I be honest
with you? Those are big dogs.
I don't want to sound like a jerk.
Our neighbor had one just years ago, but yeah, that's a huge dog. And when you have little kids, it's really a huge dog.
I went off of them so bad one night that somebody told Julie that, like, who lived like eight doors down, what happened? I heard this horrible yelling in the backyard. I was going off on these dogs.
On the dogs?
Yeah. Well, they were going off on me. You know, you're in your yard and they're just going off trying to climb the fence to get to you. You know what I mean? What are you supposed to do?
Call the owner.
Yeah, I've got that.
You want to know what she called me?
Oh, so can we take a guess? The password
very,
is.
Very, very protective.
Let me just say this. It yeah. ends with face. True story.
Do you have that in your business cards?
Yeah. But you look at.
Just, I told you, you're a terrible owner to have pets. Just, well, you're a
wow.
bleep face.
But
I thought, okay, I accept that. I am.
There's a lot of people. A lot of people that they're when their kids are gone and their pets become their family and they don't really want to travel without them. So I think if Michael's some of those houses are accommodate pets or if the airlines would be a little and look, I think there should be an extra cost and there should be, you know, you have to sign a thing of responsibilities. But
I would rather have a dog in my house than a cat. Yeah, I know cat lovers out there are going to be like, oh, you're mean, you're mean. There's something about them. I guarantee you, my eyes get a little bit weird.
Oh, that
and whatever. And that's
allergies.
I could walk when I was doing real estate. I swear to God, I could walk in a house and let you know if they had a cat.
Yeah.
No, Michael actually texted us. He said, pet friendly is very popular. We charge extra for pets. One of the biggest trends in travel for vacation rentals in 2025 is pets. They also share the pet revenue with the owners.
Oh.
But they don't do cats.
Really?
Ooh.
I wow. think that's what you're saying, Michael, because you said no cats.
Wow. Okay. There is something. Okay.
Well,
people don't know if you have cats. It's like if you get that kid that stinks a little bit, you don't realize it the way kids at school do. And.
What?
What?
That's. Okay. Oh, my God, John. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, everybody's had those kids in class.
But
come
we don't
on.
Talk
you know
about
what
I mean?
Well, no, but I know, you know
I
what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
But what, their parents probably don't smell them. So what I'm saying is. I don't think cat owners sometimes realize how cat pee smells. If you don't, you know what I mean? If you're not used
you're in the, to like people who live in.
That's
like,
just how you're, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't notice that with dogs as much. Am I wrong on this? I'm not trying to get all the cat people mad at me, but am I wrong on this?
That don't they we just, spend more, though, on grooming dogs, like with their getting the shampoos and all that stuff? Don't. Because do
cats
do that
don't
with
like
cats?
Water. No, cats don't like to get wet.
Your dog doesn't like to get wet.
Well, he likes getting his hair cut. He's great. He loves that.
He would.
Get his nails done.
He would. All right, we got to take a quick break. Mine on the Mayor. We might be back after this.
He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Said I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu. But it's your nice talking to you, Dad.
Hey, welcome back! Mino the Mayor here on a cold, cold morning. 14 degrees below zero, wind chill taking place out there. You know, I watched those games over the weekend, and I thought, well, that wasn't so bad. You know, the Philadelphia game or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then last night I was watching a big thing on ESPN, I'm sure, or whatever it was on, and they had the sideline cameras where it was more, it's not from up above, it was more face-to-face.
Oh, and that,
wow, was right. That stuff coming down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was coming down 45-degree angle
right.
or more.
Yeah. It everybody thinks the snowfalls like these, you know, pretty Seattle good, game, pretty yeah. right, Seattle picks and flakes and the temperatures, you know, that was a tough rain.
That
or sleet
was,
or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yes.
That was coming different and it comes at a different angle.
Yeah. I got this text. Jim could have the option added to the agreement that would allow a dog 30 pounds or less.
What? Cut him in half?
If a dog came into your house, if they did it where
well, I think that's for flying.
Oh, I got it.
But that doesn't do it. My dog's 72 pounds, and he's the most well-behaved dog. He'll be fine. I just want to get him on the plane, and I don't know how to do that. And I'm not putting him underneath, I'll tell you that. I'm not giving him any drugs or anything.
Won't give him a little sedative or anything?
I don't know. I don't gummy think he'd action. Like that.
We'll no. mix something up in his gravy train?
So how long is the flight?
Hour and 14
That's
minutes.
Not bad.
No, he'll be fine. I'm not worried about him. He in the car. He just needs to chill.
Tell
but
him you want
fine.
Him to like literally sit in a seat next to you?
Yep. I do.
What if he like wouldn't keep a seatbelt on or something?
He will.
What if he doesn't?
Then I get fined $200 or they can't bring them back or something.
What if they had to turn the plane around? And you get banned from flying?
You bring treats. Like, I'll bring his favorite
treat. I'm sorry,
hang
out with the pilots going on the microphone right now.
We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a dog in first class that is making a mess. And the real problem is the owner.
No.
He says he's the former mayor of Green Bay and deserves better.
Yeah, we got to make a stop. We're going to take the mayor off the plane, but the dog can't continue on.
Somebody just said private charter.
I know.
There you go.
That I know. That I knew. And there's people who've told me that. You know,
fly
private. I'm like, cost a fortune, and no, I'm not going to do that.
Throwing this out there. Let's say your ticket's $300.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
You would spend $300 for Milton to sit next to you on a plane.
Absolutely.
Just
like your kid, John. You would spend
Milton's not like my kid. I would spend that for my kid. I wouldn't spend that for a dog.
Kids are gone. I don't know. I don't think I'm alone on that. I think I think a lot of people would buy an additional ticket, like the middle seat or something, if you got the three, and saying, hey, look, that's for your pet, even though your pet might lay on the floor, but that row is yours, but that row is going to cost you $900 instead of $600, two seats. I'd be like, that's fine.
Wow. Okay.
Quick
poll. Would you buy a ticket for your dog?
I think a lot of people would.
I think not. I think I'm going to win this poll.
Think you are.
First one. First entry is, would you buy a ticket for your dog to sit next to you in a plane?
Right.
My vote is no.
And I say, oh, man, I think you're really wrong on that. I think people.
Cast your vote.
Absolutely. All people right. would do that. Right. I think. Well, I don't know.
Well, send back it up.
Well, whoever just texted in and said, hey, fly private, you know, that's expensive. Oh, I would never do that.
Yeah. But, so far, yes, 10%, no, 90%.
Now, I'm a pretty pretty big dog person,
yeah,
right? I love my dog.
Yeah.
It is kind of like my child, right? I would not do that.
You wouldn't?
No. I couldn't. No.
But
no.
Think about okay,
spend
just think
that
about
much money for a dog.
All right, you guys,
it's not just that.
Yeah,
I would be worried about the process of being in the airport and all. Yeah. I mean, that's stress on the dog.
Let me just ask
treats.
You this.
You bring treats.
You got a 2-hour flight, okay?
Right.
What do you do if the dog has to pee?
You know what? I think that's a really good question. I mean, I would take him out. I mean, he's in the house now. I'll be in the house for 6 hours till I come home. He's fine with that. I would make sure that he
goes. What if he doesn't?
Yeah, they're smart enough. They know. I don't know. I would, and they have those even at.
What if he doesn't?
But at Appleton Airport, there's that dog walk in front of the airport. That's for dogs to go to the bathroom. So when they get on the flight, but if they don't, I don't know.
Somebody just texted doggy diapers.
There you go.
Right?
They're made.
Deanne, you're right on that.
There
one.
Might be. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys, let's back up and let's look at this a little bit differently. So you're going to be gone for 4 days and you're going to your kid's house so you can stay there. They love dogs. They love your dog. $300 to buy this ticket. If you don't take your dog, daycare, having someone stay at your house, or there's an expense there that you're saving.
Okay.
So is it the money thing or is it the anxiety? Is it what Todd's talking about?
Seriously. Okay, you're flying from San Francisco to New York. You're taking your dog. You know he's going to have to pee. You know he's going to be thirsty on that trip. What do you do if he has to pee?
Yeah, I would like to know what they say. If they say, look, you have to bring those drape sheets that have a lot of absorbency to it. You know, like if you go into the hospital, right, and they put that under your butt.
Okay.
Maybe you have to bring that.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I want to
learn about this.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are a few people that are now coming in and saying that they would buy a ticket, but it's still a very small portion of the folks listening.
I would just think the nervous part, the anxiety, because even when you travel with little kids, sometimes you're, oh boy, I hope this one doesn't, act up.
That's a great analogy. I mean, kicking the seat, he would never do that.
I wouldn't take my kid on a plane, though, either. If I had a plane, I would not take my kid
on a plane. You know what's funny? I remember I flew from Tucson to Los Angeles to take my daughter to Disneyland when she was like three, and I only had to buy one ticket, and she sat on my lap the whole time.
Yeah, they changed
They don't allow that anymore.
Well, you can till two.
Till 2 years old. Okay.
Yeah, when they're
she was probably three, maybe. Yeah, three.
Yeah, I think that's been changed. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if kids, I don't know.
All right.
I just want to learn
so
about
So far,
this.
The percentage,
I know.
Would you buy a plane ticket for your dog? Yes, says 25% of our listeners. No, says 75% of our listeners. Comment. I don't want to sit next to the mayor's dog.
I'll have the whole row. You don't have to. And he is. People love dogs. All right.
They love their dogs.
Well, that is true, too.
True.
All quick break. Back with Rob Mars after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.